I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio. Hello and happy Friday. I'm Holly Fry.
And I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
Listen, I'm sorry about all the murder. I'm drawn to very dark stuff right now. I'm fine, just in case anyone's worried about my mental state. I don't know. It's been interesting. This story has always been interesting to me because I will tell you the way I came across it, which is very strange.
Okay.
And then I'll talk about some of the other things about it that came up as I have read about it over the years that I really wanted to touch on. They didn't all make it into the episode, but the way I learned about this is because there's an interesting bit of trivia, and I don't remember where I read it. During the trial, there was a handwriting expert that was called in for the case by the court. I do not know that handwriting expert's name, but I know that she was Georges Sand's granddaughter.
Oh, wow.
Which I saw in some like history trivia thing, which is how I learned about this. That would have been her granddaughter through her son, Maurice, because her daughter, though she had two children of her own, they did not survive childhood, I don't believe. So that was just an interesting way to intro it. There were a few other things I wanted to talk about. One is actually the executioner, Jules de Fourneau, because this is one of those weird things. There is a write-up. His obituary when he died, which I believe was 1961, the one that appeared in American, in papers in the U.S. and English language papers abroad, paints an interesting picture that I had certainly not considered before I started researching this, which is that he was publicly known as the executioner of Paris, mm-hmm. and that inherently came with stigma. And it sure. was literally like something that had been in his family for a long time. And then, and we'll get into this in a moment, you know, this was right before World War II, of course. And then there were some very objectionable instances where he was called to have to do his job that he did not love. And he is described by the few people that were good friends with him as really struggling with this and knowing that people whispered about him like he was a monster when he thought he, you know, again, this was kind of a family job that he inherited. Mm-hmm. And he eventually had problems later in life with misuse of alcohol. But what's really interesting is that even though people tended to scorn him and want to keep away from him, after he died, he was lauded by a lot of those same people. It's like, you know, this really amazing, great man. And isn't it incredible that he did this very difficult and sometimes horrible job with a great deal of dignity? And it's like this weird dissonance that people can't manage to find kindness in their hearts for a person who is alive, but have a very comfortable time eulogizing him in very kind ways. And it just was one of those things that makes you think about the way people behave. And I even, you know, question my own behavior. And I'm like, am I doing that thing where I take the easy path? Because that's, but I don't know any executioners.
No.
That part of it. But the same kind of thing will come up in life periodically. It was just an interesting story. And he, you know, is a person who bore a lot of moral burden for an entire country, essentially, and doesn't get talked about very often. So I wanted to make sure we at least mentioned him. I just mentioned that this was happening right before World War II, which we mentioned in the podcast. But I think that helps give a little bit of an informative lens on why this was a case that was globally fixated on.
Yeah. Right?
It was like, it's kind of like we talked about poverty voyeurism when we were talking about the Stork Derby and Millar's will. And it's kind of the same, I think. This is a horrible, terrible thing at a time when the whole globe is recognizing that it is on the precipice of horrible, terrible things.
Mm-hmm.
But this is tiny and something that people could process and be like, no, but it was terrible, but he is caught and he is in prison and they're putting more guards on it in case he gets out. And so I think it just became a way to focus stress and that unrest and make it about this thing instead of having to constantly be under the strain and cloud of the impending global conflict.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels has a stay for any traveler you want to be, with 22 brands and over 7,400 locations. Whether you're a business traveler, a family road tripper, someone who wants to seek out history and maybe make your own, or just planning a quick getaway, Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Like a Cambria Hotel, where you can be a cocktail connoisseur and sip locally inspired craft beverages at downtown locations in the center of it all. This is a fun way to visit cities with a lot of history and a lot of fun in mind. Or a Radisson Hotel, for all our productivity powerhouses out there. With flexible workspaces and on-site restaurants, you'll get the most out of your work trip. You'll get the coffee, the Wi-Fi, and the work done. And we can't forget about comfort hotels. Imagine you're a family road tripper waking up in your big spacious room and then heading down to a free hot breakfast for the entire family, including waffles. So you'll be well-fed and ready for the day's adventure, even if that's just relaxing. After that, you're spending all afternoon relaxing by the pool. You deserve it. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you. Book directly at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. And then the last thing I want to talk about is the press.
Oh, yeah.
Because voyeurism. You know, we mentioned that the French government was very angry that all of these things had been photographed and taken out. And what was really interesting, and I didn't ever find any commentary on it, but like there is a Life magazine article that I found from the 1930s that is full of the most graphic images of like,
oh, wow,
the bodies being exhumed of. I don't know how they got all of the police photographs of when they were examining his house and like just photo after photo after photo. It's like basically a picture book of the whole thing as it played out, which is very horrifying. In addition to all of this, you could, if you wanted to right now, go look at a video of this guillotining.
Wow.
Because someone filmed it and it is all over online. Which is very weird to me and troubling. Especially, I didn't know, I knew about the video because it had come up when we did the Christopher Lee episode, which, as I had mentioned before, he was also at this guillotining. He was a teenager at the time. I think he was 17. And so I had known the video existed because of when I was doing that research. And in one of the articles I had read, there was like an embed, and I have not watched this video. I don't feel like I need to. But I had not read that statement from the French cabinet about being upset that there was so much coverage and candid photographs. And I'm like, I can't imagine what happened when they discovered that someone had filmed it and then shared that film around. I have no idea how anybody officially in any government feels about it now, but it sure is easy to find if you have a taste for such things. Ugh. It's very weird.
Yeah, I did not. So I have some go-to places that I look for imagery to go on our social media or whatever. And interestingly, none of them had photos of this particular, like I would not have chosen a gruesome beheading picture, but it had there been a crowd, like a shot of the crowd or the guillotine being set up or something like that I probably would have been comfortable with. But just like the places that I normally go to look for pictures, none of them seemed to have anything. And I was like, that's weird. And I guess it's just that the pictures have not made it to any of those particular sources.
Yeah. There are, it becomes really interesting. There are lots of photographs of, for example, René Jardin and, you know, photographs of her later in her career, but all of them that I saw that I stumbled across mention where it's like in the caption, it's like, here's René Jardin in her office in 1968. So 30 years later, and they're like, she was one of the defense attorneys in the Weidmann case. And it's like 30 years later, that is still the thing she is most well known for, which is kind of fascinating. Eugen Weidmann. It's so strange that he was in it for the money and so sloppy about money. You know what I mean? Like there wasn't ever any sense that he planned, like, oh, okay, if we rob this wealthy person, we'll be set for, it's more like you got, like, in some cases, just chump change in some of them. They weren't carrying much cash. And so it's super weird. There's a disconnect there, which I think is also part of why he became such a, as we called him, a mythic boogeyman to people, right? Like, there's an aspect of it that none of it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though he was very, very smart, really articulate when he talked about, you know, the things he was willing to talk about, he could never articulate really what was going on, and then saying, well, we just wanted the money. I'm like, yeah, but
yeah.
$10 sometimes? Like, well, really? Yeah.
And if the money is what you're after, like, there are many ways to con money out of people that don't involve murdering a huge assortment of different people.
Which becomes a big speculation, right? It's pretty widely accepted that Gene DeCoven was the first murder he committed. And then you'll read very sensationalized versions of, like, and then he had a taste for it. And it's like, I don't know that that's the case. He didn't ever indicate that, like, he had a compulsion or an urge. So it's a little, it's still a little strange where he then just started to adopt that as his,
yeah,
his functioning criminal mode rather than just robberies, which he had done his entire life up to that point.
Yeah. Well, and because the internet is the place of, like, taking the least generous, most reductive read on anything anybody said, I'm not advocating robbing people for their money.
Right?
Like, somebody's going to send me an email saying, like, I can't believe you said there's plenty of ways to con people. That's not...
No, she's saying you don't have to take the most violent course.
Yeah, it doesn't, you know, we were doing it for the money just seems like a questionable defense to me when, like, there's lots of crimes that people could get money from that aren't murders.
Well, and I always have the very, this is probably the most vanilla thought on it ever. To me, it seems like so much more work to commit a murder, hide the evidence, worry forever about getting caught than just, like, doing a job, like a regular job.
We're going to have a heist.
I don't have the energy for that. I'm just going to
have a heist where nobody gets hurt and an insurance company pays the proprietor.
I'm just going to have a job. That's fine. I couldn't live with that kind of stress, obviously. So, again, sorry about all the murder, but it's a case that you see sensationalized a lot. And I really did want to pick it apart a little bit, to really look a little bit more at the nuance and how, you know, we didn't even talk about, like, the French police being like, Americans don't understand how we do things, and they're acting like we're imbeciles and we're not bothering. And they had the whole, like, frustration that was interesting to me. And I completely understand the family feeling like they had been kind of ignored and not really, and that Jean's case wasn't taken seriously. Like, there are so many psychological profiles within this that all, I mean, every one of these people is a person who, you know, comes with the package of hopes and fears and desires and, you know, whatever part of the story they're in, worth considering. We lose that when we talk about, like, the statistics of crimes,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was my moment to have a soapbox about the way criminal behavior is covered and the way things are handled historically when stories are sensationalized. Thank you for hanging out with us this week and hanging in through all of this gruesomeness. If your weekend is what is ahead, and that means time off, I hope that it's really, really good and relaxing and that you can put all these unpleasant thoughts behind you. If you have obligations that make this not really your weekend in terms of time off, I hope that everything that you have to do goes as smoothly as it possibly can and that you have as good a time doing it as you possibly can and that everyone is kind to one another. We will be right back here tomorrow with a classic, and then on Monday we will have another episode, which I don't think is going to be as dark. We'll see.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.